can mean pretty much nothing, or it can mean everything. But either way, it seems to be a pretty powerful, considering it's just one word. I had to talk to some people around Adelaide to see what they mean when they bite the bullet and say...
Sorry.
Overuse the word sorry. If somebody walks into me, I say sorry. If somebody, I don't know, interrupts me, I say sorry.
So do you think you use it even when you don't really mean it?
No, I think I'm generally sorry that somebody else has ruined my day. What a pushover.
I think I'm pretty careful. I'm fairly decent.
Do you ever say sorry when you don't really mean it?
Yes.
In what circumstance?
Oh, just little things. You know, at work, you do something to one of your mates, you just muck around, you're like, oh, yeah, sorry, mate, you know, nothing serious.
Like, I just use it, like, all the time if I'm just saying, oh, sorry, you know, I hit you or whatever. But I think it's how you say it that makes a difference.
But sorry is not so easy for everyone to say. Have you ever noticed how rarely you hear it pass the lips of someone in authority, someone like a politician, the police, lawyers, even business people? And it turns out that the people on the street think there's a good reason for that.
I think sorry's just a word. There's got to be more than just sorry. You have to prove that you're sorry. So I think, no, it's not okay for them just to say they're sorry. They have to prove it, show that they are, so...
I think if you say sorry a little bit too much, it's quite unprofessional. You just say, no, this is the situation, and move on. It's a bit like in radio, you don't want to say sorry because it draws attention to your mistakes.
And it's true that sorry means more when you say it publicly. I spoke to Steve Kenny, a criminal and commercial lawyer, about the legal implications of an apology.
It all depends how you use it. That's how it could have some legal importance or some significance.
And does it have the potential to be legally damaging in that case as well?
Absolutely, it can be. And a simple example would be if you run into somebody's car on your way to work and you get out and you walk over and go, oh, God, I'm sorry, it's all my fault. Then, of course, the sorry is linked to it's all my fault and you're probably liable. But if, on the other hand, if you walk over there and go, oh, God, I'm sorry this happened, it could be because you're running late for the dentist, or it could be because your mother-in-law's waiting for you and you're supposed to be picking her up. It could be anything. Sorry doesn't particularly mean anything there.
So the value that we associate with sorry, in a legal sense, is all about context.
If you have murdered somebody and you do come along and say, look, I'm dreadfully, dreadfully sorry, I meant to kill the lawyer over there, not him, or something like that. No, you shouldn't say that. But if it is a case of where you realise you have done something grievously wrong and you are truly sorry for what has happened, then a court will take into account your attitude. And it is in terms of sentencing and setting a non-parole period. They say, well, this person's not likely to reoffend again. It's something they've shown genuine remorse for, and so you're likely to get a lesser non-parole period.
Surely that kind of thing is open to abuse, though. If, as a lawyer, you obviously know that the word sorry has that kind of power if you advise someone to behave in a remorseful manner.
Well, no, lawyers never tell their clients what to do. We always seek their instructions, but... I'm sure a reasonable lawyer would explain to their client that if you are showing genuine remorse, then that is something the court will take into account. And then you would ask them, well, are you really sorry you did this? And if the client says, oh, of course I am, well, then of course you would tell the judge.
But Steve thinks people sometimes use the legal value of an apology inappropriately.
The Prime Minister and the big question of sorry is of course, to the stolen generation of Aboriginal people that have truly suffered, and we've seen in the latest Trevorrow case just how that suffering affects individual people. I think in a case like that, the Prime Minister can express sorrow and could, and he had his opportunity at a conference in Melbourne, I think it was. It doesn't have any connotation of legal liability for the government. I dispute the government's claim, and I know that the Prime Minister has said the reason he can't say sorry, he'd like to say sorry, but he can't say sorry because the lawyers have told me not. It's just rubbish, and I don't accept that at all.